The conference will now begin.
Okay. We're going to learn a mimer from Rav Tzvi Meyer, the covered poem. Somebody was kind enough to give me this kuntres from Amari Chizuk last Lel Shabbos, and I was lucky to go through it and enjoyed it very much. It's been a long time since I learned any of these mamarim. So, you know that Rav Tzvi Meyer, Lo Gezon Zion, has a very, very unique and uplifting way of teaching. So let's try to learn a little bit to prepare for Yatif. I sent out the thing, I hope that everybody was able to get it, where it says, Perches Nafshi B'She'ilasi. Yeah? Came out? I don't know how this works, but I guess it does. Nafshi B'She'ilasi. It's deceivingly simple, but as I said, there's a lot of teichen in all of Rav Tzvi Meyer's shmuzen. Of course, it's nothing like being there in person. We shall be zayich to be Yishlayim soon. So let's learn. It says, "Avdu the kuchabicha b'chol idin v'idin memches." Yeah. Hayni nechemishi, because there's the whole country is going through different preparations for Yantif. So hayni nechemishi ma'inyanim shavinish b'shmaim roisa. Another thing that Hashem Yisroch wants us to daven for, the davening this time of the year, Purim, Shushan Purim, is Tanis Esther really ready. It's the most powerful davening of the year. So, what do we focus on in our davening? Rav Tzvi Meyer is talking about one of the most important things that we need to somehow to try to stay focused on. I'll just talk a little bit about it. Now, Esther Malka, of course, was talking to Ahasuerus, but she was really, really speaking to HaMelech, to Hashem. You know, her words were addressed to Ahasuerus, who understood them in his own way. But Esther Malka was really speaking to Hashem. And she said two very, very powerful words. Nafshi b'she'ilasi. Simply, I'm asking for my life. Nafshi b'she'ilasi. And ba'ami, my people, which she has another shmuz on my nation. But nafshi b'she'ilasi. The words are very, very beautiful words. Nafshi b'she'ilasi. What's included in those words? That's what this shmuz is about. Nafshi b'she'ilasi, because it's something to really daven for. Because if she was begging the king, Ahasuerus, Nafshi b'she'ilasi, it means that Hashem is telling us that on this day, these days, we should be begging him for the same thing. So what is this Nafshi b'she'ilasi? V'nichol b'zeh shanachnu mischaninim shenichya yoyse v'yoyse v'marotzen ha'pnini v'amiti shalanu. Nafshi b'shalosi means the following. There are many things in life that we need, and we have a lot to ask for. Everybody has his list, her list of things that are needed in life. One of the things that we often forget, or is somewhere at the bottom of the list is nafshi. Nafshi. When it comes to b'she'ilasi regarding the mortgage, when it comes to the kids on tuition, when it comes to helping other people, there are a lot of things, parents, there's a lot of stuff that we're asking for. But Esther Malka said that don't forget the ikka. The ikka is nafshi b'she'ilasi. Nafshi b'she'ilasi. Shnach mischanam shenichya yoysev yoysev rasna apni vamit yishlam. He said, Baruch Shalom, help me that I should live my life connected to that which really is most important to who I really am. In my Ratzon HaPnimi V'Amitai, I should be able to live my life always aware of the purpose of my life, of what my truest and deepest desire is in life. Nafshi b'shelosi. That's what I'm asking for you. I'm asking for my soul. Nafshi b'shelosi. Who lasses, which is what? What is it that a Jew wants deep inside? Lasses, who is Tanach HaBalei Rav Shalom, to serve you, B'lei Rav Shalom, with the whole heart. I might not think about that often, I might not be always aware of it, I might forget it, but Nafshi, my soul, wants that very, very badly. So Nafshi B'Shelosi, K'moshom Chazal, K'moshom Oymerim, as Chazal say, Goliv Yadul Lefanach HaShir Etzenei Lasses Shetzaincha. Hashem, you know that deep inside we just want to do your will. You know that that's really what's most important to us. I often forget that. So I'm asking you to help me to remember that and to live with that. Shenefesh is a lashon of ratzon. We see in Tanakh that nefesh is a lashon of wanting, of desiring. If you so will, if you so desire. So when we say nafshi b'shelosi, it means help me to be always connected and aware of what is it in life that's the most important thing for me to want. And what is it that I want more than anything that I often forget, but I really truly want more than anything. And help me that I should ascend higher and higher and to overcome all the katnus of das, narishkeit, and small things that sidetrack us in life. All the things that are pulling me into heaven, the narishkeit. But the whole meaning of Haman, the whole meaning of Haman is to forget what's important. All of the Aisha, all of the money, all of the wealth, all the things that he was looking for, that he wanted, and Scott, thank you. Thanks. All of that that took over his life. Hakadekach, that as long as there's a Jew that's sitting over there by the Shar Malach, you know, he can't go on. Calls that in a shavali. He couldn't go on. He's completely meshubed to unimportant things, to side things. That happens to us. You fall into katnus. Look what happened to Esav, to the Elter Zevi. Vayivez Esav Sabachayra. Vayivez Esav Sabachayra. He throws away the Bechayra, which at that time what the Bechayra meant. He throws it. That's like being a kohen, like being a kohen god. He throws away the bechayru for what? For nizidat adoshim, tifras. We do that all the time. We throw away the bechayru. We throw away that the nid bechayru yisrael. That's what's most important for a pot, of lentils, And is it adoshim? Mishenizke luchya is yaisa v'yaisa matachle shalom. Yes, abda de kutribicha b'chol idem idem. And we should be zaycha, nafshi b'shelosi. Help me to live, that my life should be one where I'm thinking of my tachlis, to be an eved of Hashem. Ubimei nafshi b'shelosi, during these days of nafshi b'shelosi, because that's when Esther Amalka went into Achashverosh and asked Nafshi B'Shelosi, and we go into Melech Malchem Lachem with that hidden part of ourselves, the Esther, and we're trying to come to this request that we make of the King of all kings, Nafshi b'shelosi. V'eshpoich es nafshi lufnei Hashem, as it says in Pesach. To be able to pour my heart out before you. The nafshi, and it says in Pesach, I don't know what the word nafshi is looking at, shichi kemayim libech nachem p'nei Hashem, it says in Eicha. To pour my heart out like water. Shnichol b'zeh, sheneschanin ma'oid, shenizge tamid. Part of that is that we're asking Hashem. Shenizge tamid, shemasha amelach chofetz, yiyah b'yikareinu. Now, you remember that the king was saying, the king already, he remembered that he has to do for Mordechai, the whole thing. So then the king says to Haman, it's one of our favorite parts of the Megillah, where the king asks Haman, Misha Melech Chavetz B'Yikar, someone who the king really, really wants to be Machshev, Chavetz B'Yikar. So what should the king do for such a person? So Haman, and he goes into the whole thing, and of course Ahasuerus says, okay, take Mordechai Yehudi, who's Yesh B'Shan, no, I'm going to take him. So one of the things we're davening for by the tefillah of Nafshi B'Shelasi is we should be zeicher to ask Hashem to be zeicher and say to him, Shema Shem Melech Chafetz Yebikareinu Hayinu Luchyas Tomid Matach L'Shulam. What's most yakar to me in my life? Hashem, help me that what should be most yakar, most dear to me in my life, most important, my greatest priority, what's yikareinu, what's most yakar to me, it should be Shamel HaChafetz, that you're happy with me, that you're having nachas for me. Shamel HaChafetz be yikari, that the king is Chafetz be. That should be that which is most yakar to me, most dear to me. And Luchyas Tomid Matach L'Shalom, which is Lasseis V'Zayin Ch'Elokai Chafatzi. It's just to do your will, that's what I want. Memtaz. V'rotz Navina Shabishmaim. Shenizka Shiyom K'dayishim Eilu V'sugolim B'yayisa Liskas D'ma'apecha G'daylu L'tayva. Kiyotzani Yisbar. We should remember. Hashem wants us to remember that these days have a special kolach, a special skula, to bring about mamish ma'apecha, a person's way of thinking, a revolution, a ma'apecha, to want to be better. I think that, you know, one of the things about Purim Yom Kippurim, I think that it's maybe an exaggeration, but it could be that it's not such a big exaggeration, that some of the biggest and best decisions that a Jew makes in his life are on Purim, not just Yom Kippur. On Purim. It doesn't really mean Yom Kippur and Purim. Yom Kippur, of course, but on Purim also. Sometimes when we were in yeshiva, and it was a little bit adloyada, it wasn't always with seichel, it wasn't always rational. I'm not speaking myself, I was never a big drinker, but there's a certain clarity that a Jew could have in Purim. But sometimes you can't even have a Yom Kippur. Remember, Yom Kippur is only Kippur. And the Purim is the highest. Yom Kippur is Kippur. It's like Purim. But it should be clear to a person what the truth is and what's important. On these days of Purim, Hashem takes away the disguise, the mask, and he shows a person who you really are. He shows Kedushas Kedushas Nishmas Yisrael. Umemela Yochal Kol Ish Yisrael Lagalus Bekirbo. Therefore, it's easier on Purim than any other day of the year to reveal within oneself Kol HaKoychus and Nefloim HaGenuzim B'Soychai, to find all of the wonderful treasures that are hidden within himself. Like it says in the Megillah. Mishkol says Ginzei HaMelech B'Yud Kalei. You take the pasuk and you chop it up. Ginzei, the treasure of the king, is by Yehudim. There's a geniza. There's an orgon that's inside of the Jew. There's a treasure inside the Jew. Ahasuerus is saying to go and take money out and to buy, you know, to spend whatever you need to kill the Jews. But Ginzei HaMelech by Yehudim. Ginzei HaMelech. I think the Chartkiva said that. Ten five. Ginzei HaMelech by Yehudim. That the treasure of the king is to be found inside of the Jew. That's the treasure of the king. Ginze Amalach Yehuda. Leitziyam Yosef Yosef Melkar Hoplam, to bring out from the Geniza, to bring out these hidden koiches that we have. Kitzayna Vinish B'Shamayim. Melas says Mahapecha Gedol Otova, and a person can make a big Mahapecha in his life. Tremendous change. Great decisions to change. Kol Zeh Nichlal B'Nafshi B'Sheilasi. All this is included in those two words. Esther said, Achashverosh, Nafshi B'Sheilasi. I'm asking for my soul. I'm asking for my nafesh. I want Hashem, help me to know more and more what's hidden inside of myself. Help me to know more and more what my true rotzen is, what I really want in life. Because I'm so sidetracked with all the other things that I want. Help me to remember what I really want. To be able to megala more and more all of the wondrous koiches that are inside of me. But to bring them out more and more, which is the will of Hashem, which is what Hashem wants. The Gemara says that nobody knew how to speak Lashon Hara like Haman. Now, to be a good Baal Lashon Hara, you can't be a fool. Haman is not a fool. To speak with Lashon Hara means you have to press a button, right? Like something that really gets to the person. To speak with Lashon Hara means you have to be able to touch up the person and to find a weak point. To say something that has no shaykhis to the person, that's not so hurtful. Good Lashon Hara, strong Lashon Hara is when you're touching upon something. You're in the right ballpark. That's good Lashon Hara. That mamish is the most hurtful. So Chazal say that there was never such a Baal Lashon Hara like Haman. He was a big Baal Lashon Hara. And what was the big Lashon Hara? So the big Lashon Hara, the Gemara says, he says, Yeshna Amecha, Lefuz Mefar Ben Haman. There's this one nation, meaning there's supposed to be one, but they're not. That's a delicate, sensitive point by us that we're fighting with each other all the time. Yeshnai Amecha is supposed to be an Amecha, but the Mefuz and Mefar, but they're not really. So that's a very, very sensitive point by us. That's one thing. That was the Lashon Hara. That's the Pasuk. And Dosei Hamelach, also Yeshno from Lashon of Shena, they're sleeping. Yeah, they have tremendous kaiches, but they're sleeping. And thus say Malkus Hamelach and Emaisim. They don't follow the king's rules. They got Shabbos and Yontav and Cholmoed, right? They have their own rules. They put on film. They don't live like according to the king's ways. Which means he's saying good Lashon Hara. Good Lashon Hara. So far he's saying Chazal revealed to us. He's saying in this pasuk, yeah, they got a lot of potential, but they're sleeping. That's number one. Number two is that they're fighting with each other all the time. The mamish fighting with each other. They're supposed to be one nation and Hashem's children, but they're always fighting. And the third thing is that they don't keep. Let's be honest, they're not really so strict about the king's laws, and always they're not always so gewaldic when it comes to Dasa Hamelach, to the laws of the king. So Haman says to Achashverosh, it's not good for the king to let them go on living. So that means, on a deeper level, that the Malkus Shlomim and Shavu Hanichem is a kitrug. It's coming from Haman, from Amalek. That you don't need them. What do they do? Because they have all this potential. They're sleeping. They're not doing what they're supposed to. They're fighting all the time. So it's not good for the king to let them continue on. They were Kayim Yoshin. And Chazal say that Haman's Lashon Hara was also that their God is asleep. Elokeihem Yashinu. Here's Vashlufta God. Vashlufna God. So he's sleeping. The Sfarim say it means Delokuz Zayashluft. Zay He says that their lakus, their elokus, their godliness is asleep. So all of this is in that Lashon Hara Hamad. He was good. He was a big Lashon Hara. Is Gabrus Hani Yeshaina. Kul Mafuzim Afurd Machlaikis. The Neshama is asleep. They're fighting all the time. Vafayur Raya Sakach, Shenanim Sidosh and Loisa Rasha. And he was able to bring good evidence with all of their frumkeit. Look how they're running to the party, your parties of Achashverish. The Yom HaKadosh and Chalias B'Shabbos HaKhanul Islam. Which according to Chazal, it was Yom Kippur that came out on Shabbos that year. Yishtachel at Salem Lefnim. And they can believe that they're bowing down to an Avodah Zarah. Not that they really believed in the Avodah Zarah, but they're going along with it. Vav Chosu v'yishtachel Avodah Zarah Shel Haman. And they bow down to the Avodah Zarah of Haman. Kol zayis biru Haman b'dakar Shel Malik Zekena. All of this Haman was mevara, put on the table, in the way of his great grandfather Amalek. Shagam kain ayu also klahar shaklai yisrael b'chinu shal mechasharlu and v'yizanev b'cha. Just like we see in the parish of Amalek, parasha Zocher, that Amalek was saying to Hashem, "They're nechasham, they're schleppers, v'yizanev b'cha. They don't really want you. They're schleppers and they're not complainers. V'zorik milais." And they were taking, because they made the prison over there, the Jews in the mid, they took the foreskins, the Arlis, and they were making fun and throwing this. They said, "We're not showing out this." Yeah, they sit by the Gemara during the day, and then at night they're on the computer, you know. Let's be honest. That's Amalek's Mahalach. Lumas Kolze. So that's the Lishna Bisha of Haman. That's the Lashon Hara. And that Lashon Hara is a person at this time of the year can hear it in a very strong way. Because Zeluma Zeh Asa Lakib. And a person can hear this Lashon Hara about himself. And then he doesn't want to go on. So Lu'uma is called to fight against that Lashon Hara of Haman. Meyer Ha'or Ha'otzim Ha'niflus of Purim. Is the wondrous light of Purim. To fight against that. Lashon Hara of Haman. Shebeh Meir, Ketoyv Lev HaMelech B'Yayin. When the king's heart has been gladdened with some wine. Nechnes Yayin Yetzei Soid. Shebeh Mevar Hashem Yisbarach Oymek Pnimis Nishmas Yisrael. Nechnes Yayin means when Kivyochol Hashem has a drink. What does that mean? When Hashem, kivyachol, is going into that deeper part of ourselves, the mevara, Hashem is bach oimek pnimius nishmas yisrael. Hashem, kivyachol, is having a drink and remembering, so to speak, the deepest part of himself, which is gol of yadula fenachshav etenei lasuv etzanei l'vayv shalom. And that part, when Hashem has a drink on Purim, he only sees the good in us. And that good inside of us is to reveal, to bring out the rosa of the Shoshanas Yaakov. That even at a time when it seems that the Jewish people are not really who they should be. And how in life we surround ourselves with thorns. We're doing stuff that we shouldn't be doing. Is Gabrius Koshas with Aros, Mikol Mokom, Tomid, Ripinusam, Amish Lamas, Yaakov Ishtar. Even though in life we see that we often are surrounding ourselves with thorns and we're doing things we shouldn't be doing, but the Pnimius is Shoshanas Yaakov, is the rose of Yaakov. Yaakov Ishtar, who's called the pure one.
So
Even though we did that terrible thing, and we went and we were having a party, we were enjoying the party on Yom Kippur that came out on Shabbos. You know, we were there by the party of Ahasuerus. Even there, help me to remember, Hashem, even when I'm at my lowest point and I'm at Ahasuerus' party, help me to remember who I am, what I really want. Nafshi b'sheilasi. That's what it means, nafshi b'sheilasi. Hashem began to reveal the miracle of Purim, his galus of boicher ba'am Yisrael b'yahava, which is his galus of haboicher ba'am Yisrael b'yahava. The ketayv lev ha'melach b'yayin, when the king of all kings is drinking his wine, he remembers that with all of these things that we're doing, with all of the craziness of Ahasuerus' party, the deepest rotzen that I have is to do your will. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Nun. And based upon this way of understanding what's going on, what the meaning is of Nafshi Sheilasi, what is it that Esther was looking for to help us come back to that rotzen of who we, of what we really want? The Masechta Megillah begins in a very odd way. The Megillah Nikris, that the Megillah is read, you know, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. What is that? What are the options? It's not when Purim happened. So the Mishnah and the Gemara tells us over there that the villages and the tiny little towns were mostly spicy, maybe didn't even have a minion. But the villages, there were certain days of the week, there were certain days of the month and days of the week when they would come to provide, they would bring their goods, drinks and fruits, bread to the chevra in the town. The villagers would bring their from the farms and whatever, they would come with their stuff. Of the Yom HaKnisa to the Shuk. So Chazal tell us that the Bnei HaKfarim, once they're already coming in, of course, to the Yom HaKnisa, so we want them to be able to hear Megillah. So the whole halacha of when to lay Megillah is moved around to a date to accommodate what? The Bnei HaKfarim, the little farmers and the villagers, who are coming with drinks and food, la'cheim shebekrochem, for their brothers, for the Jews that live in the cities. Asher etzem halacha ployis. So it's an amazing halacha. What kind of halacha is that? Shkem eshul mitzvah, lo mitzvah musa kazeh, shenikra zaman machem, la mitzvah, im yesh eze kaifi, l'kai mitzvah zaman. Where do we see an halacha that if the date doesn't work out? Listen, if Tesvav, it doesn't work out for you, then either say that. So, you know, you could start Pesach a week earlier. What's such a thing? If it doesn't work out, make it work out. So here we have this kind of, we have this thing with the Bnei HaKfarim. Okay, you're ready coming to deliver, make some deliveries. You know what? Stick around, make Purim ready. If you're making deliveries, you're ready. Because we don't want you to have to go back and come back. You're not going to come back, whatever. So you're already making deliveries. You're in town to bring us stuff to eat. So stay already around. And you make Purim. Where do we see such a thing? Umatam nosnav shalosh akadima lebnei kfarim. What's this business about giving an earlier time for the bnei kfarim? they should be able to make Purim and also to make their deliveries. Ve'echad mi'pninyas anyonim b'zahu, one of the pninyas deki anyonim is, shekeven shepurim yom gilu pninyas kedushas nishmas Yisrael, since Purim is the day of the year of revealing the pninyas nishmas Yisrael, even more than Yom Kippur, kedushas nishmas Yisrael, therefore, the Masechta begins with a halacha that is very, very strongly showing the Kedushas Nishmas Yisrael. Shekem Be'etzem Yisrael Da'odam Sheyadah B'kfar Hoi B'china Shal T'riyolov Ashadah B'mokam She'en Lo Minyan V'Sakneses V'chadoyim. I mean, you could have a taina, like you're a Jew. Why do you talk and live in such a place on some farm or on a risk of Afindika farm where there's no minion? And what's the matter with you? How come you don't live with the rest of us? Why are you living without a shul? Why? Because that's the epanosa. You know, figure it out. You're living without a minion. Because Yehudi Shadar B'Kfar, if you ask this village or this Jew that lives in a farm or some little village, Lomahu Dar B'Kfar, why do you live in such a place? How come you're not in a big town? Yoshev Shasiba Shu Darbikvar will serve Parnasosa. I'm living over there because I have Parnasa. Dachzok is a kretschma, like in the old days where you have an inn, a bar, chadayma. Zokavonis Yeshivosa Shalai. That's why I live in that place on the farm, going by that village. Shakol is a kind of a Yeshua Mufana. That's where my father and grandfather, that's where they lived, because we owned that inn, that bar. And that's why that's where we made a living for the last 200 years. So I don't have a minion over there. And that's how he planned to live his own life for 120. By a kretschmer, by the inn, by the farm, without a minion. Also, he doesn't even think about it. This is what my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents did. He's not thinking about how do you live your whole life without a shul? Without a rebbe, without a shul. How are you not mesir nefesh? To have a shul, what's the matter with you? Why didn't you have to think about getting up and moving to the city with Mesiris Nefesh and to take care, to have a shul, whatever, you figure out something else, you get a different line of work. But they come with Mesiris Nefesh for one thing, what? So they're coming to bring food and drinks to the brothers in the Koch. So if you're already able to come out to make some money and to go to the city to bring some stuff, so leave the village, move to the city. On the Begir, you may pour. So there's a taina. There's a taina you could have on these farms. What are you doing over there? On the Begir, you may pour. So why does the Masechta begin with this strange halacha? Omna migi me purim yesh b'chinu shavini shav shemayim begala p'nimis kdushas nishmas Yisrael. Remember, the business of a purim, when Hashem's having a drink, is to come to that p'nimis nishmas Yisrael, to be connected kivyochol, to bring out that p'nimis of the Jewish soul. Mavar shav emes sibas diras ha-yehudu b'kvar urak yedil asapik mayim mozim l'achos v'kvar. And he's revealing that if you ask this Jew, why do you live in this village? Why do you live on the farm? There's no minion. He would answer, what are you asking me, Kasha? My father, my grandfather, that's how we make a pronounce. What do you want me to do? That's all I know how to do. But the Gemara says, that's not really why they live over there. That's not really why. They think that's why, just for money. But that's not really why. The real reason that they're living over there is that they should be able to come and to bring some food for Yontif and for some drinks for their brothers and sisters. That's really not the money. If they should be able to give Jews what they have to eat. It's like a medicine right now. It's mamish. Who asks me? There, he's a klal or klal. He's not thinking that. If you ask him, he says, "Hi, I got to pay my bills. I need money. I'm not any kind of tzaddik. I don't care. Let them get something else to eat. No, I'm hustling. I'm trying to make some money. That's all." So for this, the Masechta begins with letting this guy light Megillah earlier. Not to make him schlep back and forth. The whole shirish of this halacha. And the whole reason Masechta Megillah begins with this halacha. It's a strange halacha. Begins with. Because, you know, the beginning is always the Inyan, the main Inyan. The Masechta begins with this Inyan, a strange thing that nobody does anyway. You get Aleph, you're Beis, you know, what is that? It's to show what a Jew is. The Kevin Shabira is only Kari on the Kudus Sopurim. Since this Bira, to say, I know that you think the only reason you're doing this is to make money, but the Rebbeinu Shlom knows that the Pnimius of your heart, you're worried about your brothers and sisters. The Kevin Shabira is only Kari on the Kudus Shal Purim. Since this is the whole avodah of Purim. Pnimius Nishmas Yisrael. That's the subject of Purim. Therefore, Ha'ascholish L'masechtu Sh'asheris L'kolam Masechta Maschu M'aloch Ha'azah. Well, thus is Purim. Tehele Gebira. Zeu Kudus is Purim. Habira HaKadosh Vanich L'azah. To be invited this Nakuda of what's Yakar. Really, really, what's yakar to a Jew? You know, the Jew himself doesn't see. But Amel Chofetz Bikar, the king has such a gewaltige simcha, what's yakar to a Jew? Amel Chofetz Bikar, what's yakar? What's dearest to you? So this guy would say, what's dearest to me is to make money. And the Megillah says, no, it's not. What's dearest to you is to do the Rosh Hashanah, is to hear the Megillah, and to give food for other people. So Gemara says you drink on Purim. You don't know the difference between Arur Haman, Kirstus Haman, and Baruch is Mordechai. Now you look at yourself and you don't see that Pnimius. You don't see the Nefesh. You see the Irish guy. So when you look at yourself, you see, listen, I got to tell you the truth. There are a lot of things inside of me that are Arahaman. When you drink on Purim, the external thing falls apart through the drinking, and yet it's sad, and the secret comes out. And what's the secret of a Jew? The secret of a Jew is, v'tzaynenu lasis v'tzaynchah. That's the pnimius of Yisrael. So even though when I look at myself, I just want to get money. I just want to get money from these people. I just see the Arhaman. But Adli other means, nah, you didn't even know. You didn't even know that the deeper reason Adla is Baruch Mordechai. You think you're Arahaman, but the Banisham is saying, but I know it's Baruch Mordechai, because you want these people healthy, you want to bring food for the people. That's the real reason. And you're saying, you're telling me what the reason, I know what the real reason is. I'm just trying to make a buck. No. That's the beer of Purim. So what? The beer of Purim is that really? Kuloi Baruch Mordechai. A Jew is Baruch Mordechai. You can't tell the difference. You don't see the difference on yourself. You look at yourself, you say, no, I'm talking about money. There's all about money. There's nothing deep here. There's nothing beautiful. There's nothing moving. There's nothing. It's just all about money. You don't even know the Mordechai inside of you, the Baruch Mordechai inside you. The Baruch Shalom knows. And the whole avodah of Purim Hashem is mevar that nekuda of Baruch Mordechai inside of a person, to mevar that nekuda. Zehu echad mipnimiyas in yonesh shem hayoyim shem hayantiv purim al shem hapur. And this it says beferish, there are many explanations of the name Purim, but it says beferish in Megillah, it says al shem hapur, because they were drawing lots. They made a lottery, one's going to come out. Haman made a pur, went to destroy a girl. So Echam in Pnimis in Yoni Shem Hayam Hayantif Purim Hashem Apur Shekavu Aisyas Shem Asher Shal Refua. Put on the swarm of like Legal, so we can say that Resh Pei Vav is the Aisyas of Pur. Refua, and the word cure and healing. Refua has the letters Pur. Lahiras, what's the Refua of Purim? What does Purim have to do with the Refua? Because what makes the Jew sickest is not the coronavirus. That's not what makes the Jew sickest. Everybody should be healthy and well. That's not what makes a person. That's not what makes the Jew sickest. What's a constant source of that feeling of sickness is Chaylas Ahava, the sickness of Nafshi B'Sheilasi. I'm not connected to my neshama, to my nefesh. Nafshi b'shelosi. And the refuah is b'shuvos, I'm just to do tshuv. What the things that Haman is saying is he's making a good point. He's saying it's terrible that he is like that. He's disgusting that he always wants to say lashon hara. But I can't argue with myself what he's saying. There's some legitimate things against us. And I've heard the Rishon says, all that's b'chutz, it's not the essence. All of that lishna b'isha, all that arhaman stuff, that's not. The essence of Jew is baruch mark. And that's the refuah. Hashem is oisik in refuah. Refuah is the oisik pur. And the refuah that Hashem is hippo for who a girl, the refuah is that Hashem is mevar the pnimiyus of a Jew. The essence of a Jew. Lo hayris al zgal sharapim shalosam zgal bepurim uchamaymer hafid the gabel zerav sheish bechinu sh'af in hatshuva shalonu who crank a tshuva where Rabbi Labelza said that even if my tshuva is a sick, it's a crank a tshuva. It's an unhealthy, it's not a strong tshuva, it's a cranky tshuva, unhealthy tshuva. But if Tir Hashem is Baruch HaRapim Shuvos, still Hashem's promise still stands, I will cure everybody who's doing tshuva. Hashem is Baruch Yirapeh is a tshuva. Hashem, on a deep level, means HaRapim Shuvos, I'm going to cure this tshuva. I'm going to improve this tshuva. Zoy Sadeh Bira Panimis Kedusha. How does Hashem upgrade our own tshuva? If my own tshuva is a shlacha tshuva, it's a cranky tshuva, has Hashem make my tshuva better? I'm the Baal Bechira. So was Hashem making my tshuva better? If there's Hashem as a Mavira, on a deeper level, what is it that we really want? She is beginning to ask my tshuva, she'll love who crank a tshuva. Achaveris em harba yosha crank. Mele bedinhu, she choshev ke tshuva shleima. In other words, As weak as our tshuva is, as shvach as our tshuva is, my averis are weaker. Because that's not really what I want to do. That's not nafshi b'shelosi, it's not me. So it's a shvach tshuva, my averis is also not so strong. A shvach averis. Averis am har b'yoyis ha-krak. Mimele b'dim shi'choshek at tshuva shleim. So I should count it as if I'm doing complete tshuva. Nun beis. V'zoi tzabir nimshach yoser yoser v'koach diborei tefila. And this birur, this clarification of Kedushas Nishmas Yisrael is stronger and stronger with every word of davening. V'koach diborei tefila. Hashem idei dabri bai. K Kedibure Tfila, Lafarit of Nashamisbach, Oimek with Senenu, Apnimish, with Senenu, Raklas, as with Sancha, the Lerushalem. Call really to be Mavar with my Diburim that, and to say these good words of Tfila that they're saying over and over again, that really the Oimek of my Rotson is to do Hashem's will. B'chol ha-mechshaylis, and all of my failures in life. So you explain it anyway. Let me yet so habor b'kibbe nitomi. It's not really mitzayni. It's not really my deepest rotsin. It's not nafsi b'sheilasi. It's taiva, but it's not me. While there's a nimshach is galus ha-ben yokel yefraim in yelit shashu. That draws out and down his galus of the pasuk of Ben Yaakov Yefraim Yelat Shashun Rachim Rachman Hashem as Rachman Nun Gemu Havnezer Higit Pam Havnezer Higit Shapam Achas Haya Kotzki Rabbi Shusun Sukoch Yudal Shol Shapurim in Mamor Shal Kozin Samagit Shusun. Davnezer says that once his father-in-law Kotzka was cooking, was on fire with 14 hours of Purim with a vart from the Kozos HaMagid. So what is this? What's the vart? We want to hear what this vart is. The Kozos goes cooking for this. Let's see how if we could cook 14 seconds. Shapur wants that the vart is this. Because of the Magid said, Shapurim v'leil shimurim or echad heim ha'mekusharim b'yom ha'kipurim. Because of the Magid said, that Purim and the night, the Purim and leil shimurim, Purim and leil shimurim, which is Pesach night, or echad heim, it's one light. Ha'mekusharim b'yom ha'kipurim, that are bound together on Yom Kippur. Purim v'leil shimurim or echad heim v'kusharim v'yom ha-kipurim. Elo shebelel shimurim v'yom ha-kipurim keit me mekitlach. The only difference is that on Pesach and Yom Kippur you wear a kittel. Well, Purim, but on Purim keit me festelt. But on Purim we get dressed up. That's the only difference. That's the Kuskos. That's the Kuskos heard from the Kuskos of Magid. Again, the Kozos HaMagid said that Purim and Leil Shimurim, Purim and Pesach is one R that's bound together to Yom Kippur. The only difference is that on Pesach in Yom Kippur you wear a kittel, but by Purim you get dressed up in some other outfit. Ve'echad minyonim ha'pnimi mizehu. One of the deep ways of understanding this is what? Sheva Purim meyer his galus pnimis kibushis yisum. And on Purim, Pnimi is Kedushas Yisrael is shining, is Meir. So Afim Klape Chutz Nirik Hashchayr, even though on the outside a Jew looks like he's dark, he's black, meaning that Chaboydav, like he's betrayed Hashem, with all of his affairs, Asher like Hadas, he's not following the rules. Like it says in Navi, that from the bottom of his foot to the top of his head, there's nothing that's not stained. Everything is a mess. That's the beer of Purim. But the Pnimius, the inner essence of a Jew is Bishleimus. Hatchelas Mordechai, Achut Shel Chesed. He says, Kevin, Shakol Achitzonius and her Lavush Malchus, the Pnimius Kedushas Nishmas Yisrael Gemein. All the Chitzonius is nothing. All the Chitzonius is what? It's just a Lavush Malchus. It's just a royal garment that's hiding the Pnimius of who I really am. Kedushas Nishmas Yisrael Shabbat Kebein. Kvisha Mashbiyim, Livna, the Bnais Yishalayim. The same way says in Shir Shirim that we say to the girls of Yishalayim that in Timsu is Daidi, in Timsu is Daidi. I'll tell you, Lashum Dover El Shechelis Ahavani. But if you meet my beloved, don't tell him anything. Just tell him one thing. That's all. So on Purim, it's a similar thing. In Timsus Zodi, Al Tagilo Shum Dover, Al Shechelas Ahavani, Beshtemus Anafshi, Chelas Avasach. The Isim Agro, or Sadikim, that even a Shechelani on the outside, but leave the air, I'm Chelas Ahava, and Nafshi is Chelas Avasach. Nafshi Chelas Avasach. It's about Agro, or Sadikim. No, we should be Zachim as Hashem. To be able to come to that Nakud of Adlayada, that part of ourselves that we never ever thought about, never ever realized, how much Nachasuach that gives to Hashem Baruch Hu, how much of a cure it is for all the sicknesses that we live through. We should be Zachim to Ktara Fachim Pa.